pressure, oddball subject to grasp a hold of on a day like this. I thought it'd be uplifting. Well, this is uplifting. I suppose that pressure that I'm talking about, another word for it is crushing. Crushing. And we kind of don't like that either. Say crushing. And when you sort of, oh, that's a little hard to get off. And he's only been going for about 3 or 4 minutes. And he's talking about crushing and he's talking about pressure. But what I'm saying today is pressure can be turned into power. Travis, can you put that slide up for me? I want to speak a few moments on eagles. Eagles. And as soon as you talk about eagles, we talk about soaring and reaching great heights. But I want to come from a slightly different perspective with eagles here today. I was going to use, and I looked it up before Travis arrived, the Arctic goose. But I had to censor how they handled their young and got their young out of the nest. And I said to Travis, we're not going to put that up or we're going to have a revolt in the service. Now, if you want to have a look at something terrifying, just look up Arctic goose and put it on YouTube and you kind of see how they get their young ones out of the nest on the cliff. And the cliff is hundreds of feet. And these little fluff balls without a feather on them. Mama Goose doesn't look at them and say, oh, we'll wait here till we get a couple more feathers. They don't even have a feather. They're just a little ball of fluff. Mum and Dad fly off the edge of the cliff and they try to imitate. Well, that turns into a nightmare, and these guys that have filmed it. I'm glad I'm talking and not got that on screen. Down they go, and they might go down 500 feet until they hit some of the jutting rocks. You know, resilient little creatures. And down they go and go and go. Well, if they make the bottom, and it's amazing how some of them shake themselves. Not many to follow Mum and Dad, if not the ravens sort of have Christmas dinner, or the Arctic foxes. So that's up to you to look. But I want to get back to my friends the eagles, soaring in the skies. And when we talk about the baby eagle, as what we've got up on the screen, or eaglet, we cannot help about thinking of falling. We think about falling. And the mother eagle stirs her nest and pushes her young off the side of a cliff, like our Arctic geese, or off a very, very tall tree. And that's a form of crushing. Why would a mama eagle do that to those young ones? Isn't that amazing? Stirs the nest, it's either in a high tree, high cliff, and shoves them off. And you might say, looking at that mama eagle, why don't you wait till we get some more feathers on board so we can do some stuff? I was watching out on the property, and we have some tall trees out there, and I was watching the magpies. Now, I know magpies and eagles are two totally different species, but it's very interesting if you start to observe things around you. At any rate, they ended up, I think, with, Robin seems to think it's three, but at least there's two baby Maggies. At any rate, I don't know how they got them out of the nest, but they got pretty big. And it was pretty high. And I've got a feeling they were given a almighty shove themselves. And they ended up on the ground. And they were doing okay down there on the ground, getting around, what I call grubbing and worming and learning. At any rate, I walked closer to them one day, and as I walked closer to them, they took off. And there was a small branch of a tree, no bigger than that. Mum and Dad flew back up there. Well, this baby magpie completely missed it. Overran the thing. He had to learn there was a growing in his life or her life to get on board with. And I've watched those magpies develop. They still don't eat altogether alone, but they're getting better, aren't they, in their own way. And as what Robin says to them, now you can do it. And she'll give them a little bit of a snack and they will do it. Let's go back to our eagle. We're swapping. It's like a nature show, isn't it? Why would a mother eagle do that? One, she's cut off the comfort zone. Now, as we close out 2019, sometimes we've got to think about cutting off the comfort zone. Is what that mother eagle would do to those young ones. Take away the food source. Well, that's a little bit of a paradox, isn't it, when we hand out food. But cut off the food source. Those eagles, when they come off the cliff, they fall in panic and hysteria. Wings flapping madly. They're a little bit older than those babies there. Wings flapping madly. It's a crushing that those little fellas are going through. It's a crushing. But out of all of that flapping, a birthing emerges. A birthing comes. Out of that crushing comes a birthing. And the birthing is the capacity to soar in its own right. The capacity to soar in its own right. So we have that birthing. So understand that this crushing must precede a soaring. Because those little fellas, when they get wings, have to go through that process of crushing before they can soar. So often in churches across this nation and throughout the world, we neglect to teach the crushing, leaving our people totally confused. Crushing is the process. Say process. Say that loudly. Process. So crushing is the process and soaring is the promise. Say promise. So you've got to remember that the crushing is the process and soaring is the promise. There are two totally different aspects to the point that we're attempting to make this morning. We cannot have the promise, any promise, without the process. You cannot have the promise without the process. And so we're living in this age. And as we approach 2020, where people preach more about the promise and little about the process. You come to church, you hear about the promise, but you hear very little about the process. That's why this is a different message, starting a new decade. Hear it. Lots about the promise and little about the process. And you go home and your life becomes a contradiction. You go home with all of this and your life indeed becomes a contradiction. You know, we're not ashamed to preach blessings, and we want them. But sometimes we go home and the marriage is really, really tough. There's family problems, really, really tough. Finance problems, exceedingly tough. And every imaginable thing that you can conjure up in your little head, and even you may think back to your childhood or your teenage years, even things like you weren't the favourite of your family. Remember, friends, whoever God crushes most is the one God anoints the most. The one who God crushes most is the one that God anoints the most. What is this word anoint? In simple terms, it's God's presence and God's power on flesh to accomplish the job or get the job done. He will anoint, but he will put you through this crushing process. And if you ever sort of have got in the middle of some sort of situation where you see no ending, realize whoever he is crushing, he will bring you out anointed in a greater capacity. We'll come back to that. I guess there's people here today feeling they might have been overlooked in their lives. I would say lives. And I see people nodding. Maybe God has hidden you because you're valuable. Say, I'm valuable. And he might have just put the covers on you for a season because you're valuable. And yeah, he's got to do some stuff and achieve some stuff in your lives. But you're valuable. Don't ever think you're not valuable. Sorry, I'm kicking the people in the front row. That's just to see if you're awake. So take that word, that overlooked. There will be a time, friends, when you will be fully released by God and exposed to the elements. Yeah, exposed to the elements. The reward you get for overcoming your challenge then, the reward you get for overcoming your challenge, you've been exposed to the elements. What is my reward for overcoming this challenge is the next challenge he presents you with. Congratulations. Congratulations. I can recall when I ordained some pastors once. And do you know what I shouldn't say it like this, but it, you would think all hell broke loose in their lives the next week. The phone ran hot and Robin was answering it. And, you know, and I really mean fully on serious problems, which you wouldn't think in your wildest dreams that they would experience. There's going to be a time when you're going to be released and that you're going to be exposed to the elements. But always remember, the reward you get for overcoming your greatest challenge in life is your next challenge. Let me finish off, not far to go. Tell you what now, if you meet someone in life who has accomplished exceptional things, you would discover a person who has experienced exceptional crushing. If you meet a person who has accomplished exceptional things, you will have met a person who has experienced exceptional crushing. I guess you could take a bow and arrow as an example. And the further you draw back the bow, the higher it will soar and fly, like our friend the eagle at the beginning of this. There is a type of crushing again as we take and aim that bow and arrow. The crushing will determine how high you will fly. The crushing will determine how high you will fly. I sort of want to finish with another thought. Obscurity is a great gift. There's a reason why God develops an embryo in obscurity. A reason why Moses was hidden in the tent for 3 months. Christ dwelt in obscurity for basically 30 years. Obscurity gives you the chance to develop and fight your devils. Obscurity gives you that chance to grow and fight your own devils with God's help. Obscurity is a gift. Never forget that. Gives you a chance to overcome your obstacles and get your priorities with God in alignment. The problem today is people want success for which they haven't been groomed for. Because God loves and he loves you. He hides you in that grooming period. And as we approach 2020, are you saying, do I have to go into obscurity? Or can I be like Jesus for another 30 years? No, I didn't say that. I'm saying that there's a grooming period. There's a period that he will put up some challenges where you've got to bring forth some adjustments and bring alignment into your own lives for release. Yeah, there's going to be some bits and pieces that are going to have to be crushed. But as we've learnt, and I would hope we've learnt today, where we have a crushing, we will have the capacity to soar like the eagle. Praise God. Travis, I'm going to get you to load up a song. I know it's warm in here. Pastor, you've worked hard down there, really hard. And I'd just like to